Now to the shortage of CNAs in Wisconsin, certified nursing assistants. A state workforce development program called WIS Caregiver Careers aims to add upwards of 3,000 nurse aides to the workforce, filling vacant positions in Wisconsin nursing homes. Maybe you're a CNA, maybe in training to become one, or you work for a healthcare organization that relies heavily on nursing assistants in its care model. 800-642-1234 to join in. John Vandermeer is spokesperson for the Bay Health and Rehabilitation Centers in Wisconsin, one of the employers participating in the WIS Caregiver Careers Program. John, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Great. Thanks, Kate. Great to be on.
Good morning. Kate Battiato is here as well, Director of Workforce Development for the Wisconsin Healthcare Association. Kate, welcome to you.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, good morning, Kate. Let's start with you. The Wisconsin Hospital Association reported out numbers earlier this year that our healthcare workforce experienced unprecedented vacancy rates last year, CNAs having the biggest workforce gaps, other frontline staff as well. How is the state trying to address this?
Well, WIS Caregiver Careers is one way that we're addressing it. I'm so happy to announce that Governor Evers has invested $6 million in WIS Caregiver Careers to open up an additional 3,000 training slots statewide. WIS Caregiver Careers provides free CNA training, free certification testing, and $500 caregiver bonuses. And we're seeking to encourage new workers to enter the field of caregiving by lowering the cost of becoming a CNA and by making training more readily accessible.
So that $6 million, for the most part, is being put toward the training costs to train up a CNA?
That's correct. We are going to be providing that free training, free certification testing, and $500 caregiver bonuses. The program has always paid for the free training and testing, and with our new upcoming expansion, the program will now also pay the $500 caregiver bonus. We're also adding a new feature to the program, which is peer-to-peer mentoring. We'll be providing resources and support targeted at three different stakeholder groups: nursing home leadership, the mentors, and the mentees, to all help them get the most of the opportunity. And we're also able to provide the mentors a $500 bonus for each mentee who achieves six-month job retention. And we're doing this because we want to appreciate and acknowledge the work that our current CNA workforce is doing to develop and retain our new CNA workforce.
I'm going to get back to that $500 retention bonus in a moment. But, John, you represent the Bay Health and Rehabilitation Centers in Wisconsin, participating in this WIS Caregiver Careers Program. How is the program making an impact on your operations?
So the Bay Health and Rehabilitation Centers are proud to be participants in the WIS Caregiver Career Program. And what the WIS Caregiver Career Program does for our facilities is it allows us to have a framework in several different ways to recruit, train, and retain CNAs into the profession. One of the things about being a CNA is I've heard it described as the toughest job that you'll ever love. And in the job of being a CNA, you can really make more than a living. You can make a difference. And so the program tries to do is bring people into the profession, make sure that they receive the necessary training to be effective in the profession and meet regulatory compliance of being a CNA, and then retains them in the profession over the long haul by providing the necessary tools and resources that they need to stay in the profession. So with the significant caregiver shortage, the WIS Caregiver Career Program is a critical component to addressing that.
What are vacancies looking like at Bay Health right now?
So, I mean, I think that we have done whatever we have been able to try and be a part of the solution in terms of addressing the the workforce shortage. We're actively, working on the recruiting side. We're actively trying to make flexible work schedules, competitive pay, and active monitoring of employee feedback. But it is certainly a tough time out there generally with the Great Resignation and with workforce shortages generally. But we feel that the opportunities that are afforded CNAs give them an opportunity to really make a difference in the lives of older adults. And with a partnership with the WISC Caregiver Career Program, we believe that there are real opportunities to address aspects of this workforce shortage.
But do you see the open positions, especially in the area of CNAs, is it growing? Is it reducing? Is it stagnating? Like, where are you at?
I think that it continues to exist as a challenge. Certainly, Wisconsin and the Bay Health and Rehabilitation Centers are no exception. This is a national trend that facilities are facing across the country in senior living. I think that what Wisconsin is doing very effectively, I think, is creating a national model with the WISC Caregiver Career Program and providing innovative solutions to address the challenges of the workforce shortage. I think that with this important funding that Governor Evers and Secretary Timberlake are advancing, I think that this will continue to keep the workforce shortage on the front burner. And we have to continue to engage in active experimentation to see whatever we can do to address this using innovative policy solutions.
Yes, and I think, Kate, I want to toss this back to you because I think John brings up a really great tension. You know, how much fiscal responsibility should private companies shoulder that run these long-term care facilities? How much responsibility should they have in providing a livable wage and retaining employees versus what the government is kicking in to prop up the frontline healthcare industry that is in distress?
Well, Medicaid rates, reimbursement rates are astoundingly low when it comes to worker training. And that's why we are so happy about this $6 million investment from the Evers administration. Within the next few weeks, our 2022 workforce report will be published. And I can give you and your listeners a little sneak peek of what our results are. According to our survey, the median offered hourly wage to certified nursing assistants is now reported at $15 an hour. But still, our respondents are reporting that they have no applicants for open positions and no call, no shows for interviews and shifts, and an inability to compete with non-healthcare employers. And that's why with WISC Caregiver Careers, we're really trying to invest in our employers' abilities to recruit across this very competitive healthcare labor market.
We're talking about the outsized need for certified nursing assistants in Wisconsin. Kate Battiato there, Workforce Development Director for the Wisconsin Healthcare Association. John Vandermeer with us represents the Bay Health and Rehabilitation Centers in Wisconsin. Join in on CNA training, CNA pay, retention, the future of the CNA workforce, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're discussing efforts to expand the number of certified nursing assistants in Wisconsin, upwards of 3,000 this summer. At the start of the year, remember, Governor Evers mobilized the National Guard, asking dozens of troops to become CNAs as the Omicron variant surged, healthcare staffing shortages intensified. Join in on CNA staffing where you are, 800-642-1234. Kate Battiato is Workforce Development Director for the Wisconsin Healthcare Association. John Vandermeer, spokesperson for the Bay Health and Rehabilitation Centers. They're with us for about nine more minutes. Let's go to Tina joining us from Green Bay. Tina, hi. I understand you're a nurse.
I am. I am a nurse. I've been a nurse for about 15 years, and I started as a CNA when I was going through school. You had to be a CNA first, so I did that, and I worked as a CNA as I was going through nursing school, and that's still the system still works that way. Generally, in nursing school, a lot of young people or returning adults will become CNAs, but those are just jobs that are temporary for them, and, you know, they're looking for the next best job, and even our CNAs that, you know, are coming into the workforce maybe a little bit older that are going to be a CNA, they're always looking for the next best paying job. And that's the whole issue, pay. Pay is way too low. We have such a terrible federal, you know, the standard rate for federal pay is so low. And we say, well, if you're making $12 or $15 an hour, that's way above minimum wage. But really, it's not a living wage. $15 is not a living wage. If you're an adult trying to raise a family and have a mortgage and that. So you are always going to have this issue because CNAs are always going to be looking for the next best job. And it's such an important job, and you work with such a fragile clientele, and it's just a shame that the people who do the hardest work get paid the less.
Tina, thank you so much for that. And Kate, you know, looking even at the Bureau of Labor Statistics I did this morning, nationwide mean hourly wage of a nursing assistant is $16 an hour nationwide. So how big of an issue is low wages?
It's a huge issue, and it is all so tightly connected with Medicaid reimbursement rates. Until we can really get some reform in that, I don't see how providers can offer better wages. I think our provider community has really acknowledged that there are barriers to employment when it comes to both becoming a CNA and staying a CNA. And with Caregiver Careers, addresses one of those barriers, and that's access and affordability of training. And the fact that the employers want to take that the lead in removing that barrier is a huge step forward.
John, what is your take on wages when, you know, CNAs are on par with the average starting salary in retail, but you need more skills and training to be a CNA?
Yeah, no question. So I think that in order for long-term care facilities and skilled nursing facilities to be in a position to compete with the Walmarts, the Quick Trips, the McDonald's, the Starbucks, we have to be in a situation where we get paid, that the facility ends up receiving adequate reimbursement for the care and services that they provide to the community that they serve. So with Medicaid reimbursement in Wisconsin, there's been significant losses sustained for every skilled nursing facility resident that's provided care through the Medicaid program. Two-thirds of all skilled nursing facility residents in the state of Wisconsin are on the Medicaid program, and facilities lose about $70 a day for every Medicaid resident that they serve. And this translates into approximately $1 million loss for each facility just on the basis of that cost center. And skilled nursing facilities have a mission. They want to provide care and services to older adults. That's what we do, regardless of payment source. But if we're starting out $1 million in the hole, that makes it difficult to maintain competitive wage structures compared to, you know, convenience stores and big box retailers and gas stations out there. We can't raise the price of a Big Mac or a latte or, you know, something like that. our ability to provide care is reflective of the reimbursement that our facilities receive. So I think that Governor Evers and the legislature have done important work in this direction, but there's still more work to be done.
Let's go to Mary Kay in Kenosha. Hi, Mary Kay, go ahead.
Hello, good morning. I'd like to talk about testing. When you take the test for CNA, you can test on the job. You can get paid by the CEO corporation of the long-term care facility, okay, like we used to. They had in-service meetings. You got paid to go to them. That's extra training. Okay, things you need to be trained in. You got to be updated in all the time, like CPR and other things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is most of the facilities need evening hours. Our buses only run till midnight. The buses that are on the routes of the nursing homes, they don't even run.
Oh, that's
so transportation is the problem, too.
Such interesting, great points, Mary Kay, and we're short on time. Kate, I'm going to toss this to you. Pay to train and transportation.
Two humongous barriers to employment that the provider community, the employer community, has to absorb. It's workforce development policy is really where the rubber meets the road, where all these policy issues combine. And if the transportation policy isn't there, if the training policy isn't there, the workforce isn't there.
Hmm. And so tell me very quickly here, what does success look like with the WISC Caregiver Careers Program? When, you know, what is incrementally getting to that 3,000 number?
Well, first off, we want to get our employers signed up and ready to go. We've had some great success with employer outreach across the state. We have over 200 employers signed up to participate. So that's a huge milestone right there. We will be kicking off our statewide media campaign, which will encourage the public to consider careers in long-term care. Harkening back to your first caller about career pathways up from a CNA, one thing that healthcare can offer.
And only we have 10 seconds.
Just the career pathways up.
Yeah.
It doesn't end as a CNA. You have a lot of options moving up.
Thank you both for joining us. Kate Battiato, Director of Workforce Development for the Wisconsin Healthcare Association. John Vandermeer, spokesperson for the Bay Health and Rehabilitation Centers in Wisconsin. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.